We're going to talk about whether it's a good idea or a bad idea to learn Torah on Shabbos. So normally when you have the question, is it a good idea or a bad idea to learn Torah, the answer is always that it is a good idea. However, there seem to be conflicting makaros about this. The Torah quotes a medrash in Siman Reish Sadi that the Torah said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when Klal Yisrael goes into Eretz Yisrael, the Torah is very concerned what's going to be. Zeh Yotzei L'Karmo, Zeh L'Sadehu, everyone's going to be busy, they're going to be doing their own things. Vani Matei Elai, what's going to be with the Torah in the afternoon, everyone's going to classes, what's going to be with the Torah? So Amar La, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to the Torah, Yesh Li Zug Shani Mezaveg Lach, V'Shabbos Shemo. I have a balzug, I have a benzug for you, and its name is Shabbos. That's when Klal Yisrael is betelin mi malachtan. There's nothing else going on. V'cholun lasuk bach, and they're able to learn Torah. There's also Medrash Tanchuma in Parshas Vayakel, where the Medrash says that Amar Lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe, Reid v'nasali kihilos gedolos b'Shabbos, kidei sheyilmedu adoros habal me'acharecha lihikanis b'batei knesios b'batei midrashos lilmud b'hem Torah l'rabin. That you should dafka gather people together on Shabbos to learn, and in future generations, they're going to do the same. They're going to learn from you to gather people together to learn on Shabbos. Great, that's what we would have thought. However, there is a conflicting source, and that is Gemara in Shabbos, Taf Kuf Yotes. Gemara in Shabbos, Taf Kuf Yotes tells us that Rabbi Zeira Mahadar Azuzi Zuzi to Rabbanan, Amrle b'matusaminaychu lo techalu neha. That Rabbi Zeira used to walk around looking for chavrusas of Rabbanan and telling them, please stop being Mechal Shabbos. And Rashi explains, what does it mean, stop being Mechal Shabbos? Because you're learning Torah, and you have to be involved in Onek Shabbos, you have to stop. You have to eat your seuda. You shouldn't be learning Torah so much on Shabbos. So it seems like a stira. On the one hand, Shabbos is all about learning Torah. On the other hand, Rabbi Zeira was very upset about all this Torah learning that was going on Shabbos. So there are four yeshuvim in the poskim about how to resolve this issue. The Yerushalmi is quoted by the Beis Yosef in Siman Reish Peches that it says it all depends who you are. If you're a worker, you work all week. That's what the first couple of sources were about. Shabbos is a time to learn. The second, the Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Yotes with Rabbi Zeira, he was looking for Talmidei Chachamim. Talmidei Chachamim learn all week. If you learn all week, Shabbos is a time to eat, to rest, to celebrate. It's not a time to learn. So it all depends on who you are. The Rama in Siman Reish Sadi, Siv Beis, Paskins, HaTalmidei Chachamim Yamshichu Yoser Ba'oneg Achila V'Shtia Ketzas, Darei Hamis Angim Belimudam Kol Yemei Hashavua. Talmidei Chachamim, all week they're busy with their learning. On Shabbos they should be less busy with their learning, more busy with Achila V'Shtia Uchadome. The Mishabura over there in Siv Katan Gimel writes that even Talmidei Chachamim learn all week, where they have this extra mitzvah to be Misanig in Shabbos, it doesn't mean that they shouldn't be learning at all. He says, you know, it's a mitzvah on a person to be Mechadish Chidushe Torah on Shabbos. That's something a person is supposed to look to do. The Shlach HaKadosh writes that on Motzai Shabbos, when the Neshama goes back, the HaKadosh Baruch Who asked the Neshama Yisera that was there on Shabbos, what Chiddush and Chiddushei Torah did you have? And the Mishabura quotes this, La'alacha, Mishabura writes, someone who's not a bar hachi to be mechadesh in learning, so yilmudu dvarim shalamed ad heina. He should at least learn something that's a Chiddush to him, something that he never learned before, so that way the Neshama Yisera will have something to report. That is one mahalich. A second mahalich, the Bach disagrees with the Beis Yosef, and the Bach says, no, Rabbi Zeira just didn't want total bittul of Onek Shabbos, so he was going to those who were most prone to totally forget about Onek Shabbos and say, no, don't totally forget about Onek Shabbos. But of course, Rabbi Zeira was all in favor of Talmud Torah on Shabbos, and he says that even on Yom Tov, even though on Yom Tov you need Chatzi LaHashem, Chatzi LaChem, on Shabbos it could be Rov Hayom LaHashem. You just need a Miktsas LaChem. You just need something, some part of the day to be dedicated to Onek Shabbos. A third Mahalech is suggested by the Kleisenberger Rebbe in the Divrei Yetziv in the Likutim HaShmatos in Siman Mem Hei, and he says it depends where you find your oneg. It depends what kind of person you are. That a person who's misamech b'taraso and is misanegba, he's allowed to learn ba'omek v'iyun as much as he wants. But someone who's not misamech b'limudo, he has to be ma'aneg the Shabbos b'machol mishnah. What was Rabbi Zeira doing? He was looking for the fakers, looking for the people who were, you know, who were posing as people who were enjoying. Who are enjoying the learning, but their real Onek Shabbos would have come from elsewhere. A fourth approach is Rabbi Yaakov Emden. Rabbi Yaakov Emden in the Siddur Beis Yaakov suggests that Rabbi Zeira was not suggesting to be involved in Oneg in the place of Talmud Torah, he was saying that they should change the curriculum of Talmud Torah for Shabbos. The rest of the week you're involved in Torah bi'iyun, in limud of halacha. On Shabbos you should be nichnas lepardes, the chachmas ha'emes, be metayel bo, and that's an oneg vaday. But not to be matrid atzmo, not to work himself too hard with learning halacha and gemara. And it's so meduyuk, says Rabbi Yaakov Emdin. Rabbi Zeira was looking for chavrusas of Talmidei Chachamim. What happens when you have chavrusas that esvehiv besufa, that they're fighting a melchamta shel Torah, they're ready to kill each other? That, you don't want that intensity on Shabbos. Oneg, enjoy, be metayel bepardes on Shabbos. That's what Rabbi Zeir was looking for. In fact, in the Sefer Okeach, he says, Bish Shabbos is Rashi Tevos Barov Sarapai Bikirbitan Chumecha Yeshashu Nafshi. That there should be Shashua of Shabbos. And the Sefer Tzvichus Bidvash and the Tzidkos Tzadik and in the Pre Tzadik all highlight this idea of a little less amelus. The Torah learning should be a little bit less intense on Shabbos, should be more enjoyable on Shabbos. In fact, in the Tshuvas Torah Lishma in Simon Kuf Yud, someone raised the question that maybe it would be better to just learn Gemara Bekiyos, Midrashim, and says the Torah Lishma that you should dafka learn Gemara bi'iyun on Shabbos against this Rabbi Yaakov Emdin. Torah Lishma quotes a Gemara in Zvachim Dav Beis as a raya. The Gemara tells us that Ravina says to Rav Papa, Lo avisa gaban bu'orta b'tchuma b'charmich de rami rav amili malisa adadi v'shani lehu. You know, you missed yesterday, you weren't in the tchum with us when Rava was asking these stiras from this sugya to that sugya, and he was being miyashiv all the stiras. So the Gemara says, "My mili ma'alisa," and it starts quoting stiras, sugyas amukos b'shas. So says the Torah Lishma, you see very clearly, he was telling you, you weren't in our tchum yesterday. What does it mean you weren't in your tchum yesterday? Rashi explains, in our tchum Shabbos, and that's why you couldn't join the shiur, because you were outside of the tchum Shabbos. It was Shabbos, and that's what they were learning. They were learning bi'iyun, they were learning bi'iyun rav, and that is a totally appropriate thing to do on Shabbos. In the Chidah, in Machzik Bracha, he says, Ein kavanas ha-gemara lomar sheyesh chash chil Shabbos b'torei ha-chayiyun. No, chas v'sholem, there is no chil Shabbos by being matriach oneself in Iyun. You just have to make sure that there's also a sense of Achila and Shtia. And there are other rayas as well. But one other point that's important to make, and that is the Gemara in Gittin, Daf Lamed Chesam Beis. Whatever you hold, whether you hold like Rabbi Yaakov Emdin that you shouldn't learn intensely, or you hold that Talmidei Chachamim, you hold like the Beis Yosef, that Talmidei Chachamim shouldn't be learning as much, or you hold like the Bach, that whatever you hold in terms of your Mahalich, the Gemara in Gittin says very clearly, Bahani Tlas Mili Nachti Balibai Minichsayu. One of the three things that cause balabatim to lose their nechasim is the kavi suudasa b'shabata bi'idan be'midrasha. That they're koveya suuda when it's really a time for beis medrash. And Shulchan Aruch paskins this la'alacha in Siman Reish Sadi Siv Beis. Achar suuda shachris kovim medrash likros b'neviim lidrosh b'divrei agada va'asu likvoa suuda. That if there is a public shir that everyone is supposed to be going to, a communal shir that's there for everybody, it is usur specifically at that time to walk out. A lot of times you find yeshiva bachrim that will do this, that there's a shir in the shul, but come on, that shir is beneath them, they're on a much higher madrega, but that shir is for everybody in the shul, and they need to eat so that they can have energy, because they're going to learn a late night mishmar tonight. It's going to be lahagdil Torah lahadir. Doesn't matter, it's halach and shulchan aruch that it's usur on Shabbos when there's the Eidon Bei Midrasha. Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky paskins, they quote in the Sefer Kovetz Halachos, Rabbi Kleinman quotes in Kovetz Halachos in the Chelek on Shabbos, in the first Chelek on Shabbos, Perek Chamisha Asar, in footnote number 9, that even though it's hard to find a community where you have like that, where you have like a Shir Kavua that's so clearly for everybody, it's not that hard. There are two times a year where it happens in every community. He says that when it comes to Shabbos Shuvah or Shabbos HaGadol, this Halach in Shulchan Aruch is operative, and it's usur for a person to skip out on Shabbos Shuvah or Shabbos HaGadol Drasha, no matter what the excuse is, even if it's going to be better learning for you later on. And he said that his father, Shmuel says, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky used to go to the Tzelem Rav's Shabbos Shuvah and Shabbos HaGadol Drasha. Rabbi Yaakov needed to hear a Drasha for Shabbos Shuvah and Shabbos HaGadol? Yes, because every Jew needs to hear a Drasha for Shabbos Shuvah and Shabbos HaGadol, because that's what the community is doing. So whatever your schedule in terms of learning on Shabbos, it seems that Shabbos is is the ben zug of the Torah, that we're supposed to learn Torah on Shabbos, whether it's to be metayel bepardes because the rest of the week we're osek behalacha, or whether it's to learn ba'omek and be'iyun, one should make sure that we learn Torah on Shabbos. We find our oneg both in our learning as well as in our achila ushtia. Have a wonderful day, everybody.